Hi, this is Tadagasa Laura. Today is July 21, 2023, and this is Mobile View's mini podcast 38. Couple of months ago, I bought an inexpensive wireless lab with both Lightning and USB-C interfaces from AbsGiga. And I only gave it a 3-star rating because it only worked with my Android. Let me rephrase that. It worked best with my Android Pixel 7a. It worked with it works with iPadOS and iOS devices, but the volume was extremely low, and I had to go through heroic measures to get the audio volume to the point where it was listenable. AbsGiga, to their credit, contacted me via email and said, "Hey, would you like a refund?" I said, "No, I'm actually using your product, so I'm happy to pay for it, or having paid for it. But if you ever have one that you're pretty sure works at iOS or iPadOS, please let me know." And so a little after that, they said, "Hey, you know, we're going to send you the new model." And lo and behold, a couple of days ago, the AbsGiga K61, that's the K61, arrived. It is $34, which is about $4 more than the one I purchased. And it actually is quite a bit more interesting in that it comes with a charging case, which means you can charge both of the wireless lav mics simultaneously with one USB-C cable. The other one required separate USB-C cables to charge each wireless lav microphone separately. The dongle for the device itself is charged by the, or is powered by the device, so you don't need to charge the dongle. And it's by default, it's USB-C, but the kit also includes Lightning and USB-A adapter, so you can pretty much use it in anything. I am using a product called Just Press Record on an iPad Mini 6 to record this. I've got the lav mic clipped to a t-shirt collar, about 4 or 5 inches from my lips, depending on where my head is. And I am turning my head a little. I'm standing outside in a breeze. It's about, I'm going to estimate, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Probably a little less, but gusting to say 15 to 20 miles an hour. There's no traffic sound, so you shouldn't hear any traffic. A lot of birds. A lot of foliage, so you might hear leaves rustling. And initial tests indicate that the recording volume on iOS, iPadOS for this K61 AbsGiga wireless lav is just fine. So I'm really looking forward to how this works. It does come in a pair. And so the idea is I've done 2 in-person podcasts using the previous generation AbsGiga wireless lavs, and I'm hoping to do another one in the near future, hopefully more in person. Most of my podcasts are remote, using Teams or Zoom, or more recently FaceTime, although that was a little bit challenging. Okay, we'll see how this recording is. This is Tadagasa Laura, Mobile View's podcast, mini podcast 38. You know, I think I'm going to walk around to see if you can pick up any ambient sound as I walk. So I'm just going to walk a little while and see if you can pick up ambient sound. I might clean it up and get rid of it, but we'll see. Okay, I'm just going to walk and be quiet for a while. As I said, there's a lot of birds chirping, so I'm interested to see if anything gets picked up by the White House. I'm thinking it won't. In the previous generation, which we used for outdoor podcast recording, The reason the throw, in terms of short throw isn't the right word, but short distance, which is, good. And so it didn't pick up a little ambient sound. Okay, I've walked about 100 feet or so, turn around. Again, Mobi's mini podcast 38, testing the Abstiga K61 wireless lav mic.